Good morning, students. Welcome to our today's teaching on e-learning. I am still Mrs. Florence Iwanyanwu, your government stroke CRK teacher. Our today's topic is going to be a continuation of monarchy system of government. If you remember vividly, the second week we treated the absolute monarchy. But in this third week, we are going to talk about the constitutional monarchy. Remember that I told you that we have two types of monarchy, the absolute monarchy and constitutional monarchy. Now, let us know exactly why constitutional monarchy is different from absolute monarchy. We are going to talk about the meaning, also talk about the features and the advantages and disadvantages of this system. If we still have time on our hands, we'll go over to Republican system of government. So pay attention. Okay. Now, we say that constitutional monarchy is controlled by the will of the people through the laws and constitution of the land. Constitutional monarchy is controlled by the will of the people through the laws and constitution of the land. You know, unlike the absolute monarch who does not listen to anybody but himself. This system of government, the constitution plays a vital role. Most often, the duties of a monarch in a constitutional monarchy is ceremonial. The monarch has to work in unity with the other arms of government, as in Britain, okay? Britain is a good example of a nation that is practicing this constitutional monarchy. Yes, I know. I taught you they were practicing parliamentary system. But so long as their hereditary nature is concerned, we could refer to them as people who are also practicing constitutional monarchy. If you look at their monarch, that is the Queen Elizabeth II, she had been there almost like forever. She's in her 90s and had been the head of state for more than 50 years. She is having all the support of his people together with the constitution. And presently right now, her present prime minister is Mr. Boris Johnson. Remember that Mr. Boris Johnson replaced MS Theresa May, okay? And all this while, these prime ministers had been coming and going, okay? They come in through election, though we know that most of the time, the prime ministers in Britain are not always popularly elected, but that's not important. Now, let's look at the features of this topic today. Let's look at the features of constitutional monarchy, okay? Number one, the monarch is guided by the rule of law, checks and balances. The monarch is guided by the rule of law, checks and balances. Now, let me throw more light on this. We're going to do rule of law, but it's going to be, you know, at a later part of this third term. We said that rule of law could be defined as a constitutional doctrine that summarizes the supremacy and importance of the law. Rule of law stipulates the supremacy of the law. In other words, under the rule of law, all citizens are supposed to be what? Equal. Okay? So that is exactly the duty of this constitutional monarchy. Now, another feature is arbitrary rule is avoided as the constitution gives the direction. Arbitrary rule is avoided as the constitution gives the directive. Now, it is not easy for a monarch under constitutional monarchy to just wake up one morning and decide to make a law. Okay? We refer to such laws being made without thinking or without a consultation of the people as an arbitrary rule. It is not allowed under the system because the constitution is a guiding principle. Okay? All right, next point. Most of the functions of the monarch are ceremonial as the regular arms of government carry out their functions. Now, what are we talking about this ceremonial stuff? When we say a president or head of state perform a ceremonial function, we are looking at independence celebration, we are looking at welcoming important personality who came on a visit. We are talking about commissioning of some projects and so on and so forth. But when it had to do with summits, okay, you know, when we have summits, that means the representative or whoever that will attend the summit will have to travel outside the state or outside the country. Such duties are usually the duties of the prime minister. But remember that even when we are making reference to the prime minister and the head of state here, you know, they have a kind of mutual understanding, okay? They have consent of one another before their actions are being performed, okay? Now, another point is that unlike the absolute monarchy, constitutional monarchy is democratic, as most members of government are elected, okay, as in Britain. Most members of the cabinet are what? Elected, unlike the absolute monarchy. Under the absolute monarchy, no one has the right to tell the monarch who works for him. But under constitutional monarchy, remember, the constitution is the guiding principle. And such people are usually what? Represented or elected. Okay? Now let's go to the advantages of this system. One of the advantages of this system is that monarchy is best adopted to deal with emergencies. Are you there? Monarchy is best adopted to deal with emergencies. Now, remember that whether it is absolute monarchy or constitutional monarchy, the monarch is in charge. Okay? If something has to be done, for example, here in Nigeria, we need some actions to save some lives or probably declare a set of emergency because there is a program that is mass killing of civilians or something like that. In our country, because Nigeria is said to be practicing federal system of government and having a rigid constitution for that matter, there is going to be several sittings by our miserable senators. Yes, I refer to them as miserable because they are not living up to our expectations. Now, but under a monarchy system, whether it is absolute or constitutional, the action will be taken immediately by the monarch. It is the monarch that decides. Remember, no one can remove the monarch from office. No one can, except the monarch dies or probably go crazy. Nobody can remove him or her, okay? It is an age-long practice of system of government, an age-long practice. It has been happening long time ago. Okay, another advantage is that government decisions are not delayed because the will of the state, the king, and the citizens are synonymous. Okay? The will of the state, the king, and the citizens are what? Synonymous. They have this, their major aim is to protect the state. You know, they are not desperate for another term. A lot of things are really happening in our country today. A lot of people are saying stuff, but I can assure you that so many things had happened in Nigeria that probably you might end up knowing, and some you might know. But the truth still remains that those of them who know the truth don't even want to talk about it, okay? Because truth is bitter. Now, remember that the Queen, I mean, I'm referring to Queen Elizabeth II here, she's not afraid of a second term. So long as she's alive, she'll remain the queen, except she relinquishes power, you know. Normally, everybody was expecting her to relinquish power to her son, Prince Charles, who is now, I think he should be in his 70s, early 70s. But nobody will force her to do that. So long as she's still reasoning well, she remains the queen. And therefore, she will not be desperate for power because she's already there. And even the citizens of Britain know that they don't have any space when it had to do with that position. Because for you to be a monarch in Britain, you must have the royal blood. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes they say you have blue blood running in your veins. You know, it's not like your blood has turned to blue. But what it means is you must come from a royal home and some other stuff. Okay. Now, another advantage is that unity and cooperation are assured in a monarchy system. Unity and cooperation are assured because it is based on tradition of the people. Because it is based on the tradition of the people, okay? Customs and tradition of every country is very, very important. Okay, now let's look at the disadvantages of this system. One of the major disadvantages of monarchy system is despotic rule. Despotic rule can come out of monarchy as exemplified by Bokassa of Central African Republic. Okay, now, you know, nobody prays to have a despotic ruler. A despotic ruler is one who rules with high-handedness, who doesn't really care about the welfare of the citizens. A despotic ruler is not interested to do the right thing. A despotic ruler is only interested in satisfying, you know, his wants and needs. Okay, that is the disadvantage. And why is it disadvantageous? Because so long as that person remains in that seat, okay, so long as the person remains in that seat, the citizens will be in trouble. You know, the position is not electable. All right. Another disadvantage is opposition, which guides the government, is not tolerated in a monarchy system. Oftentimes, if you remember what we did under parliamentary system, we say that the opposition party serves as a watchdog. Now, serving as a watchdog here doesn't mean they will turn into a bunch of dogs. What it means is that they are going to be there watching and pointing out those negative attitudes of the government. We're supposed to be having such experience in our state today. You know, sometimes some student asked me, Auntie, this country, are we practicing two-party system? Absolutely not. We are practicing multi-party system, but because of the kind of system we find ourselves, you know, people are not doing the right thing. The opposition party, you know, parties don't seem to know what they are supposed to be doing. It is just maybe every now and then you hear PDP saying this and saying that. What about other parties? Okay. What about other parties? They are supposed to be making the ruling party uncomfortable, especially when it takes decisions that are not favorable to the citizens. But it's not like that. So we are almost like we are having an absolute monarchy running in Nigeria, because whatever they say there in Asovira Villa is final. Okay? All right. Now, another disadvantage is that some monarchies may influence the other arms of government, thereby violating democratic principles. Are you there? Some monarchies may influence the other arms of government, thereby violating democratic principles. Okay? When the three organs of government are not allowed to flourish or are not allowed, you know, to work independently, we say that there is violation of democratic principles. But in this regard, under monarchy system, anything can happen. Okay. Another disadvantage is that monarchy cannot be adopted in a country with many ethnic groups and cultural groups. Monarchy cannot be adopted in a country with many ethnic groups and cultural groups. For example, Nigeria, South Africa, etc. Remember that one major feature of monarchy system is hereditary. Okay? One major feature of monarchy system is hereditary. If we don't have one particular set of people that has this hereditary system, it cannot be adopted. Okay. Another disadvantage is some monarchs appear to enshroud their offices with mysterious outlook. They present themselves as demigods against the rule of government. For example, Oba of Benin, Alafin of Oyo, etc. I don't know if you understood this. They make themselves look as if they are, you know, mini gods, you know, that's supposed to be worshipped, he that must be obeyed. And you know what? For their people, everything they say must be obeyed. Okay? And that should be an abuse to the democratic principles. Now, why is it that those people are still holding on with such practice? They are holding on because their forefathers had started a long time ago and they don't see anything wrong with it. Until one day somebody stands up and say they have heard enough, the system will continue. But the good thing about this system generally, whether it is absolute or constitutional, is that there is continuity in government. There is what? Continuity in government. You know, what we are seeing in our dispensations here is that this government will come, you know, initiate a project, and whenever they leave, the next government will abandon the project and do whatever they like. Okay? But the good thing about monarchy system is that the monarch will be there for a very long time, except he dies. Now, there was a question someone asked me when I taught the last set of XS1. They asked me if the late Robert Mugabe of Zimbabwe, do you still remember the man? He died last year. Okay? You know, that man was somehow despotic in his decision making. You know, at a point, people celebrated his death. Someone asked me if Zimbabwe was practicing monarchy system. Funny enough, it looked as if they were practicing monarchy system, but they were not. Mugabe claimed to have practiced democracy. Meanwhile, he made sure that whoever that, you know, opposed his position was killed or went into exile. So that is African leaders for you. Now, we are going to stop here for today. I want you to go back, compare the differences, compare five differences between an absolute monarchy and constitutional monarchy. Compare five differences between an absolute monarchy and constitutional monarchy. And in our next class, we shall be talking about Republican system of government. We shall be talking about what? Republican system of government. You can still read it up before I come your way. Hope you have been taking your time to read. Okay? Because if you don't read, you're likely going to forget so many things you have learned. So keep on being nice children. I'll see you next time. Take care.